I'd like now to welcome Linda Siegel. She is here with us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with the Legislative Update. Welcome, Linda.
Well, good morning, Mary Charlotte.
So a while ago, we did a very interesting show on the Western Climate Initiative and the cap and trade scenario that is being considered and really being pushed in the Western states, actually not only the Western states, but Canadian provinces as well. And there was a cap-and-trade bill introduced by Congressman Rotifer in the New Mexico legislature. Whatever happened to that?
Well, it's a very interesting saga on that bill. It had its first committee hearing just this week, and the bill got a do-not-pass, which means that I think it was a 7-6 vote, so 7 people voted that the bill should not pass. Now, what that means procedurally is every time a bill passes or gets a do-not-pass out of a committee, it gets reported out on the floor of the chamber, either the House or the Senate. So they reported this bill out as a do-not-pass. And what happened was the legislature, the House of Representatives, refused to accept that do-not-pass, which normally means a bill is dead. Normally when that happens, that's the end of it. But since the House voted to not approve that do not pass, the bill now goes to its next committee. So where we thought it was dead, it's now still alive.
Very interesting. So it actually giving it a do not pass puts it out of committee in a way that tabling it really does. If something is tabled, it's killed.
Right, absolutely. And when our listeners, I like to call them mine too,
yes,
say they go look up a bill on the legislative website and they see that that bill, here it is, we only have 15 days of the legislative session left, and they look and they say, well, that bill hasn't moved. Well, probably what has happened is just what you were talking about. That bill has been tabled because there's no mechanism to report to the public or the rest of the legislators that that bill has been put on the table. But when you get a do not pass, you still have an opportunity to try to revive that bill on the committee report on the floor.
Which means that there is some real energy behind it on the floor among
yes.
the legislators.
Yes, definitely. So, and it's not, it's a bill that we need to do because other states within our vicinity are doing it, and the 4 Canadian provinces are looking at doing it. So we need to be part of that, of playing in that arena.
Not only that, but as we have discussed on this show and probably every other news show in the United States of America, the consequences of not doing anything about climate change are so dire that it's a little hard to fathom the inaction.
Yes, definitely.
So there's a little bit of movement on ethics bills?
Yeah, we actually had a bill move. Now, again, we only have 15 days left, and a Senate bill to put a cap on campaign contributions. As we've talked about on your show before, there's no cap on any campaign contributions for any office in New Mexico except the PRC. So if I were a really rich person and I wanted to give $10,000 to a House candidate, I could do that. Well, what this bill does is puts a $2,300 cap, just like the federal government does, on any candidate running for public office outside of those PRC candidates. Well, I think it's just legislative and statewide. So that's an important piece of legislation, and it's only just now gotten out of its first Senate committee.
There's also some kind of casino bill. Tell us about that.
Well, in the 90s, when we passed the Indian casinos, where the state made agreements and compacts with the casinos, there was a lot of conversation about these ATM machines and how the ATM machines should not be readily accessible to people so that they could go out and spend their Social Security check or whatever. But we're creating a new kind of casino-type entity called the racinos, which are racetracks, and they get to have some slot machines.
Oh, boy.
And a bill just passed on Wednesday that would allow the ATM machines to come from the outside and be moved into the inside where they are much more convenient for people to access. And here's what's funny about this bill. The rationalization was, by one of the legislators, is that it's really difficult for handicapped people, people in wheelchairs, I guess, to go outside to get their money out of the ATM. So that's why we need to move the ATMs to the inside. This is what happens at the legislature.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. So our legislators and tax dollars hard at work for you.
Yes, indeed.
Linda Siegel joins us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with the legislative update just before the 9 o'clock hour. Thanks so much, Linda, and we'll see you Monday.
See you Monday, Mayor Charlotte.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528 in the area code 505. We are podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org. That means you can go to that site and hear the show whenever you want. Thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services, you can just click on it or download it. But the last couple of years' worth of programs are all there. Thanks to Marilyn LeBlanc for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, jazz a la carta.
Do you do that all by memory?
What does it look like, Robert?
Well, you don't have a prompt sheet or nothing in front of you.
So?
I guess you do it.
Broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company, my name is Mary Charlotte, and Robert Knott is here with us. We have another minute, Robert. Would you like to purr or sing or something?
You're nobody till Mary Charlotte loves you. You're nobody till Mary Charlotte cares. You may be a king, you may possess the world, and it's gold. But if Mary Charlotte doesn't share it with you, it's probably gonna get old. I'll see you around, lady.
It's great to see you, Robert, and I look forward to seeing you next week here on Speaking of the Arts. What of the many amazing things to do this weekend are you doing?
Of the amazing things to do this weekend, I think sleep would be a great break.
Sleeping,
but,
yes.
I've got some stuff to do.
I
cowboy
love
movies
sleeping.
To watch. I saw the guys went looking, the Monster Quest went looking for the Boggy Creek creature the other night. I was watching that on TV. And we'll talk about that next week.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we will on Speaking of the Arts. Have a great weekend.
Really,
everybody,
it.
Have a wonderful weekend. Drive safely, wear your seatbelt, be happy. Be peaceful, and we'll see you Monday. And, of course, wonderful programming all weekend long on KSFR, Santa Fe's only public radio station. Hasta la vista, baby.
Say it.
Ciao.